Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 29, that those who have done good will be ushered into the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Does this mean that if I do more good than bad, then I'll be given the resurrection of life? Does it mean that if I've never committed a grave crime, never been to jail, never abused anyone or stolen anything, then I'm in the clear? No, not at all. Plus, you don't even meet those requirements because we are haters and adulterers at our very core. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Let's look back at the text. Remember what it says back in John chapter 5, verse 24? Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. And then again, in verse 25, those who hear will live. And then think about what it says over in John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29. What must we do to be doing the works of God? Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who has sent me." So what is the good that these people have done? Well, they've believed upon Jesus. They've recognized him as Lord of all, the Savior of the world, the sent one from the Father. They will trust in Jesus' work on the cross and in his resurrection. And as a result of that, righteous works spring forth from their life. They're not ushered into the resurrection of life because of their good works, but rather righteous works prove their faith and belief in the work of Jesus. The root of their life is Christ. But those who have rejected God and rejected Christ, their fate is sealed. Their fate is eternal. The wicked will be judged and judged for eternity and judged according to the holiness and righteousness of God. What will be your fate when that quickly approaching hour arrives? I'm praying that you've put your confidence not in yourself, but in the work of Christ. As you pray today, please remember Adam Batarse, our missionary in Florida. And also remember the Luo broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya and Tanzania.